Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we continue in the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The Beatitudes are not about externals. In today's passage, mourning is not the result of losing a friend or a family member. The mourning here is brought about by the realization of one's inward state and understanding that you are sinful and in need of a Savior. See, true spiritual mourning comes from the awareness that you're a spiritual beggar. The grief is a result of your utter helplessness. You can't do anything to change the condition of your heart. Mourning, in the Beatitudes, is a sign of repentance, an acceptance that you are spiritually helpless and sorrowful for your state. It's also a desire to turn toward Jesus, the one and only Savior. True mourning means that you're ready to leave your life of sin behind. The result of mourning is comfort. This is not the comfort of a soft bed or heated leather seats in a luxury car. This is the internal comfort that comes from understanding that your sins are forgiven. This is the comfort that finally brings real contentment, a deep satisfaction. This is the comfort of knowing that Jesus is your Savior and will forever be. Have you mourned your sin? Do you have that comfort? Here's a simple prayer to pray if you desire the comfort that only Jesus can give. So repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I mourn them. I desire your forgiveness that brings comfort to my soul. I desire the deep contentment of knowing that I belong to you. Right now, I ask you to forgive my sins and to give me the comfort found only in you. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed with me, I'd ask you to email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. prayer@ronmoore.org, and we'd love to send you some information to help you get started on your journey with Jesus.